What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the next episode of the Big Orange Buzz Podcast. I'm your host, Samuel Fletcher. We're coming to you right after the loss to Mississippi State. So a little bit of a bitter taste in the mouth left after that game. Left a lot to be desired. Just not the best game overall. There's a lot we can talk about, and we're going to talk about all of it. And we're going to look ahead to Georgia. I want to go ahead and say this and get this and just kind of address the literal elephant in the room, because this is a Tennessee podcast and I don't want to talk about this. And I know everyone is talking about Nick Saban retiring. Obviously he's retired. I'm not going to touch on it a whole lot. It's cool. It's, you know, good for college football because it just means that there's going to be a little bit higher of a chance for everybody to compete now, because he was the greatest coach of all time. There's no doubt about it. So it's, you know, a lot of Tennessee fans are celebrating. They probably want me to just sit on here and talk about it for 30 minutes. But we got some basketball games to talk about. I'm not going to sit here and dwell on the past. Nick Saban is in the past now. So we're going to let it be. You know, kudos to him. Great job. I hate you, and I'm glad that you're gone. So there's that out of the way. So Mississippi State, Tennessee ends up losing 72-77. Would have been 75-72, but Mississippi State decided to slam dunk with 0.1 seconds left. Just a real D-bag move, and you know, I get it. You get your emotions flared up and fired up when you're in the middle of a game, especially a heated game that was very, very, very physical like this one. But man, it's a game, man. You can't let it get to you that bad to where you react that way, because all that's going to do is instigate problems. That is all that's going to do. And typically, when teams do that kind of crap and they start to get a little cocky, somebody else is going to come and humble you. So Mississippi State, probably get ready, because you're probably about to get served a little slice of humble pie. Tennessee is a better basketball team than you. I know we just lost on the road, tough environment. The call's not going our way, but we're still better than you. We just are. You got lucky tonight. You got lucky tonight. So just remember that when you do get served your humble pie, and you end up as the first four out when it comes tournament time, you look at Tennessee as a 4 or 5 seed, we'll wave at you while you're in the shadows. We'll wave at you. Just not the best game. Jonas Adu, Tobey Awaka, they're going to be a big talking point, but combined they only had 13 points between the two of them. Zakai Ziegler and Dalton Knecht really led the offensive charge. I mean, that was the bulk of their points there. The rest of the team contributed to, let's see, let me do some quick math, 11, 14, 18. The rest of the team had 18 points. The rest of the points out of that 72 total came from Dalton Knecht and Zakai Ziegler. And that is just an insane stat line. That is insane. It had some weird substitutions in there by Barnes. You know, DeLeon, who's not played in conference play yet, really hasn't played in a whole lot of big games. He's been hurt kind of too. He got brought in and was only in for 4 minutes. I just kind of questioned why. What was the point of doing that? Because all you're doing is just kind of handicapping the team at that point. Unless if you're really that confident in him and you're going to roll with him, do it. But you're just going to bring him in for 4 minutes. I don't get that. Ganey continues to not contribute. He was 0 for 5, 0 for 4 from three-pointers. At this point, I'm tired of seeing him. I'm really tired of seeing him. And I'm not trying to rip on the kid, because I'm sure he's a talented player. I just don't know that his talent is good enough to compete at a serious level in the SEC. I really don't. I'm just not convinced of that right now. There were some bright spots, though. The first half was very sluggish, but Zakai Ziegler had a very solid game through and through. Dalton Knecht didn't really turn it on until the second half. But overall, they were the big points contributors. Dalton Knecht really rolled in that second half. And he had the high of points tonight with 28. Zakai Ziegler had 26. Each of them made 4 3-point attempts. There's some unfortunate blocks in there, and kind of led to some quick scores for Mississippi State too. And ultimately, just a few scores ended up giving Mississippi State the win. So in a game where you go into the half down, I think they were down 13 or 15 at half, and you're able to come back and really have a chance to win that game. I was impressed with the effort from some of the guys. There's not a whole lot the guy like Adu can do from the bench when he's fouled out, and Awaka, but they've got to be better. They split minutes 20 and 20, But, I mean, they've got to be better. They completely got out-physicaled by Tulu Smith. And that was the guy that I actually said, if you listen to the podcast previewing this game, you got to watch him. And he finishes with 23 points. He was just about lights out from the free throw line, which I told you, he's an accurate shooter, but a lot of that is because he's right under the basket half the time when he makes shots. He's typically, in his career, he's only been about a 60% free throw shooter. And now, all of a sudden, dude's just hitting them lights out. So, you know, hats off to Mississippi State. They played a heck of a ball game. You know, it's the type of game that they're going to play three or four times a year with this level of physicality and effort. Tulu Smith will not play. He played 29 minutes. He won't play 29 minutes probably ever again this year. It's just, it was insane. But they had that mismatch, so they're going to keep going back to it. Because Toby Awaka, Jonas Adu just kept getting out physical. They weren't getting calls go their way, and that kind of contributed to them fouling out so quick. But Toby Awaka had a couple really dumb fouls, and he just wasn't playing super physical like we are used to him playing. So I will say this for those two guys. If you're going to just get your butt whooped, and let's just be honest, them two got their butt whooped by one guy tonight. They really did. And if you're going to get it, I'd like to get the butt whooping early in the season. You can learn from that. You can grow from it. Kind of let it resonate in your brain a little bit, give you a little bit of motivation to play better. You'd rather have that now as opposed to losing, you know, late in the season to Kentucky that way or Alabama or something like that. You'd rather have that type of loss now, and especially on the road too. You don't want anything like that to happen at home. Got to defend the home turf. And that's a whole nother thing, man, too, is home court advantage seems to be very much alive this season. There's been several upsets already just this week. You know, Kansas losing, Purdue, Houston. It's just not been a good week for top five teams. And there's going to be some weeks that way. And it's kind of odd, but a lot of times it usually comes in waves. So you get one top five team go down, you get usually two or three more to follow, and this week you had four of them go down. So Kentucky's going to roll right in there in the top five most likely, and you know we're going to have to hear about that for a minute. You know, Tennessee's going to be fine. Mississippi State, they earned the win, but I really think nine times out of ten, if this game is played, and you can play it in Mississippi, whatever, yeah, I think nine times out of ten, Tennessee will come away with a win. Just the first half, they dug themselves a hole a little bit too big to come out. And you got to have better consistent play from your bigs. You know, they just had no answer for Tulu Smith. Just no answer. So, but, you know, credit to Dalton Knecht for getting the offense going, really putting it on his shoulders. That's going to be the type of stuff they're going to need from him is to pick it up, especially, you know, him having such a sluggish first half. He's going to have to pick it up at times and just kind of carry the team. Because that's what they got him in here to do. Ziegler, you know, he's been a little bit more consistent lately. He started out kind of sluggish, but it seems like he's worked through those injuries. So that's another good thing. That's a positive to take away, is that he finally seems to be back in form and kind of be the captain of this offense just in general. Vescovi, he didn't have a ton of points. He only had 2 points, but he did have some good steals in there. Excuse me, he had some good steals. A couple good poke outs, get the ball. There's a couple times you'd like to see him just be a little bit more confident. Like if you get a ball quick in transition, you're under the basket, just go up. Don't pass out, because 90% of the time you're going to get a foul called on you, because those big guys are going to come clobbering down. So the worst you can do is miss. But if you pass out to, you know, giving out a contested three shot late in the shot clock, that's the type of stuff you're not going to win that matchup most of the time. But there was at times Tennessee just got just mismatched at times, and Mississippi State just had the right game plan at moments, because there was a play late in the second half when Tennessee had a chance to kind of close in there and potentially take the lead. Tennessee, off of a transition, Mississippi State gets the ball, and Tennessee's coming up in a full court pressure, and when they're inbounding the ball, they just heave it down the floor because everybody's pressed up. And so you got a guy running loose right under the basket. And that's the type of stuff you can't give up. If you're going to commit to the full court, that's fine. But you can't give up easy baskets like that. Not in a close game like that. So stuff like that is going to have to be coached a little bit better. You're going to have to watch out and kind of prepare for moments like that. It's probably something that I'm sure they don't practice a ton. And they probably weren't super prepared for that and ready. I've not seen that much full court pressure from two teams in one game in a long time. So it was a very physical game. At the end of the day, you know, like I was saying, a lot of calls just didn't go Tennessee's way. And I mean, this stat pretty much sums it up. Mississippi State got to the free throw line, 27 shots taken. Tennessee had 16 free throw shots taken. So, again, I don't, you know, take that what you will, but it's a little bit one-sided when you see that type of stat. And it's not that Tennessee is just playing dirty. I mean, both teams are playing a super, super physical, aggressive game. And the refs just kind of pick and choose when they want to let them play and when they don't. So I'd like to see them kind of held more accountable. And it was okay at times. It really was. It wasn't just abysmal. But I'd like to see it be a little bit more consistent on that regard. It's like I said, it's not a devastating loss. It's one that you definitely want to win. Obviously, you want to win every game you play. It's not going to happen. But you'd rather lose a game like this now as to losing one later in the season. And you've got another really good opportunity this weekend to get a good road win, get your first road conference win against Georgia, who is a team they're playing pretty solid right now. Like Georgia right now is playing Arkansas, and they're leading 34-24 at half. Georgia's a team, you know, they're going to play with pride when they're playing at home. And of course, Arkansas has been struggling quite a bit, but Georgia's a real solid team. They've only lost three games, and if you go back, you look at their three losses. They lost to Oregon in their season opener. They lost to Miami, who's a really, really solid team. Then they lost to Providence. But ever since then, it's just been wins. It's just been wins for them. And the level of competition dropped off a little bit since then. But since coming into conference play, they beat Missouri on the road 75-68. And right now, like I said, going into halftime, they're winning 34-24 over Arkansas. So that's going to be a tough matchup. Now, this is the type of game that, to me, it really hits home. And it's one that I really, really want to win because, one, I'm going to the game. Part of the reason I'm going to the game is because I'm so close. I like to go to different road environments and kind of see what that's like sometimes. And I've never been to Stegman, and so I'm going to go and, you know, see what it's like. And I you know, I hope to have a good time, come away with a win. But I live around a ton of Georgia fans, so this is one that, I don't know a ton, and I don't work with a ton of Georgia fans that are basketball fans inherently, but it's just a game that means a lot to me because that rivalry with Georgia has just been so ingrained in me growing up in this area that just being surrounded by just ignorant Georgia fans, it's one that really, really means a lot to me. So I'd really love to get a win there, and it's a game that Tennessee should win. I mean, they're going to be favored. It's at noon. You know, that's a game that, at noon, sometimes you catch somebody kind of napping a little bit. Going down the stat sheet, I mean, Georgia and Tennessee line up very, very, very much similar. Tennessee just has a little bit of an edge in most categories, but very, very similar. The one thing that is a little bit more of a lean for Tennessee is their assist. Tennessee seems to have a lot better ball movement. And, you know, Tennessee has played a much tougher level of competition. So I expect Tennessee to come in there kind of ready to win, ready to go, especially after getting kind of humbled a little bit on the road against Mississippi State. I expect them to go in there, get a win. And it's one of those that you want to get that before you come back home and just kind of, you know, establish a little bit of confidence there. But looking at some of Georgia's top players, their top scorer is scoring 12.9 points per game. Jabri Abdur-Rahim. He's a point guard. He's a senior. He's 6'8". Next, you got Noah Thomason. He's averaging 12.5 points per game. Again, another senior. He's a guard. And a lot of their guards are going to score a lot of their points. They're not a team that's just going to overpower you, but a lot of their guards are pretty big guys. So you're going to see, you know, a quote-unquote, maybe on paper, a little bit of a smaller lineup for Georgia. But a lot of those, you know, smaller guys in that lineup are still pretty big guys. So that could create mismatches for some guys like Ziegler and Vescovi. So you're going to have valuable minutes and get the ball working inside a little bit more and just need a big bounce-back game for Jonas. Need to be able to walk out of having a better game. But at this point, in this, you know, this part of the season, I know you don't want to just abandon those guys, and I'm not saying that, but I'm saying if you continue to have a little bit of inconsistency from Tobey Awaka that he has shown thus far, then it may be time to start rolling in, you know, JP Estrella. It may be time to start rolling in Cade Phillips a little bit, but I'm sure JP would be the first look there. And I'm not saying a ton of minutes. I'm just saying, you know, kind of alleviate some of that pressure a little bit. Wake up Tobey Awaka, seeing somebody else kind of come in, take his spot, take some of his reps. And I mean, those guys are dynamic, and you know, JP Estrella can make plays just as good as anybody, and he's young and he's going to learn and he's going to improve the more he plays. But you know, that's the type of guy that he could probably go in and get you some minutes and some valuable ones at that. And he's going to make mistakes, but you got to live with some of those. Cause again, too, Tobey Awaka is not your starter and he's going to make mistakes too, because he's not on the court near as much as Jonas Adu. So, but yeah, just you got to eliminate some of the boneheaded mistakes, you know, bad passes, bad shots, shooting when you got, you know, somebody in your face, contested looks, and then you flat out, they've got to be better. When you get empty looks and you've just got a free shot, you got to take advantage of those. And I don't even care if you get a wide open three sometimes. If you've got a clear lane, I'd like to see you drive to the basket and finish the play out, because I mean, there is no guarantee when you get a wide open look, there's no guarantee for Tennessee that even their best shooter is going to make that basket, because they've just had a little bit of a lack of consistency. Obviously, they're susceptible to the scoring droughts, and, you know, people are going to catch fire and people are going to get hot. You know, Meshack had a couple threes the other day. Don't Connect really caught fire in the second half today, and there's going to be some guys that are going to have those types of performances for Tennessee, but you know, I'd like to see just get a little bit more consistent driving to the basket, because that really seemed to be where their bread and butter lies. When you get guys like Dalton Connect kind of get loose and be able to get a little bit more clear lanes and, you know, bob and weave a little bit and get to the basket, even if you just get fouled, I mean, that's at least free throw opportunities. You know, Zakai Ziegler can do the same thing. And then Zakai Ziegler's so good at getting the ball underneath to the big guy and big guy putting it up, but the big guys, that's where they got to step up too and just be stronger under the basket. And it's going to be a challenge for Tennessee, because like I said, Georgia is just not a very small group. You know, everybody is pretty big, so it's, I think a lot of pressure is going to be once again on Jonas Adu and Tobey Awaka. And you know, had they played better today, Tennessee probably would have come out with a win in this one. But you know, both guys end up fouling out. Most crucial part of the game, you don't have either of your bigs, and so it's just kind of an awkward lineup for Tennessee. And I think they were put in a really bad position when they had worked so hard to claw back in that game. And you know, you can ask questions, you know, if the officiating was better, would Tennessee have had a better chance? Yeah, they definitely would have. Probably could have come out on top. I'm not going to say it was the ref's fault, but it probably would have made a difference in the outcome of the game. And if Tennessee, you know, if they do get to keep their bigs, and you know, they're, you know, you get some of those whistles maybe go your way a little bit more, and you don't dig yourself as deep of a hole in the first half from some of the inconsistent play, then you're not looking at having to, you know, pull something out of your butt the last minute in this game. So it's one of those that it's gonna kind of leave a, you know, it's gonna leave a mark on you. It's gonna leave a bad taste in your mouth, but that's good. You need to let it do that, kind of resonate with you a little bit. Carry the momentum to Georgia. I usually make score predictions, but I don't even want to make a score prediction, because even when Tennessee wins, my score predictions are usually way off. I'm just going to say, you know, I think Tennessee's going to win this game. I do think it's going to be a good game. Tennessee's got a 77% favor on the ESPN matchup predictor, so there's that. I don't see the spread on ESPN as of right now. But, you know, Tennessee's probably going to be favoring this one by at least 5, I'd say. So, it's one of those games that Tennessee needs to bounce back and got a good opportunity. And I just don't see this team quitting. I don't see that in any of their eyes. They all looked upset, frustrated with themselves at times. And, you know, they're taking ownership. They're not pointing fingers or blaming people. You know, you could see a couple guys getting frustrated with some of the calls and some of the officiating, but no one is realistically pointing fingers at anybody. There's a lot of ownership on that team, so that's a good thing to see as well. So, you know, don't give up on them. It's real easy to. A lot of times, you know, just in satire, I'll text somebody or say something, you know, say season's over and I'm act super pessimistic. Now, a lot of it's just me joking around, but people are really, really serious when they say that sometimes. It is just way too early to give up on this team. So hang in there. Fight the good fight. If you're going down to the Georgia game, shoot me a message. Let me know. Maybe we can, you know, stop and say, hey, I'd love to see as many Tennessee fans there as possible. That'd be awesome because I don't know a single person that's going to this game, and I'm going with my buddy who's a Georgia fan. He's not a big basketball nut or anything, but I had to have somebody to go with, and I figured, you know, it'd be a good, cool experience for me and my friend, a really good friend of mine. But like I said, it'd be nice to see some Vols kind of away from home a little bit. So shoot me a message, let me know if you're going. But yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for this one. I appreciate you guys listening. If you'd like to, you could follow me on social media. Instagram is at Big Orange Buzz. On Twitter, it's at Big Orange Buzz _. So shoot me a message. You know, say what's up. Drop a follow. I'd love to, you know, just chit chat about sports. I watch the Big Three. So football, basketball, baseball, whatever you want to talk about, we'll talk about it. Appreciate you guys listening. We'll look forward to the Georgia game, and we'll have some stuff next week coming out too. So stay tuned. We will see you guys on the next episode. And as always, go Vols.